and they won their Central East Catholic League with a 7-1 record in conference play. Meanwhile, Springport off a 26-18 win over Napoleon in the district quarterfinals on Monday. They come in with a 9-12 overall record, and they finished fifth place, 6-8 record in the Big 8 on the season. We're going to take a 3-minute timeout, and when we come back, we will dive into the Kelly Express Mart pregame show right here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. At the Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We're back here in the Pirate Dome at Napoleon High School for tonight's girls district semifinal coverage, as we dive into the Kelly Express Mart pregame show for our first of two games this evening. First up, it's Lumen Christi versus Springport. So, Lumen Christi, this will be our first time we saw them in the postseason. 18-3 overall, 7-1, finished in first place in the Central East Catholic High School League, which includes a few Ohio schools as well. And having another very strong season. They, according to Max Preps, are the number one ranked team in Division III and the sixth ranked team in all of Michigan girls basketball. And they're eyeing another deep postseason run. It's been an impressive rise as well for this Lumen Christi girls basketball program. 2022, they finished just 1-19. And in the years since, they've improved each year, culminating in last year's 19-7 record and quarterfinal loss to eventual state champion Arbor Prep, by the way. That was now head coach Scott Stein. He was the head coach of that Arbor Prep team last year. And here he is coaching this Lumen Christi team. It's so many great wins, so many great teams that this Lumen Christi team has had to face all season long. Among their best wins, they've taken down Michigan Center, a Division II school, taken down Division I Salem, Division II school, Ann Arbor, Father Gabriel Richard, beating a couple good Ohio schools, Toledo Notre Dame Academy and Toledo Central Catholic. A couple Division I wins as well, Detroit Mercy, St. Mary's Prep, very good Division I schools as well, and a very good Division III win in Beaverton. Meanwhile, their three losses, a couple of good Ohio schools, Anthony Wayne and then Toledo Catholic, Toledo Central Catholic, they split those games. And then Rockford, who is the number one ranked team in Division I and in all of Michigan for girls basketball. So very, very good teams have taken down this Lumen Christi team. And a very unfamiliar opponent across the hardwood tonight. They have not played against Springport since 2024, and Springport actually taking that matchup 50-31. So we're going to take another three-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll chat Springport. What do the Lady Spartans bring into this matchup? This comes back in 3 minutes right here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Got a home improvement project this year? Cleaning out the garage, tearing off a roof? Then you need the best dumpsters in town, Josh's Dumpsters. Their dumpsters are the perfect size and shape for any job. They're clean, and you'll know it's quality when you see Josh's Dumpsters right on the side. Reliable service, easy drop-off, fast pickup, no hassle. Don't let the debris pile up. Call the best, 517-740-0774. Josh's Affordable Dumpsters.com. Josh's Dumpsters, the right dumpster for your job.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Sometimes you might wonder if you're investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
The Kelly Express Mart pregame show continues ahead of our first district semifinal matchup this evening between Lumen Christi and Springport. So for the Springport Spartans coming into tonight's action, we saw this team on Monday taking down Napoleon 26-18. They are currently 9-12 on the season. And that game on Monday, well, man, very low scoring. Just, yeah, it was a pretty difficult matchup between these two teams. Just a couple of struggling teams. And, yeah, as I mentioned, very low scoring. But Springport led 5-2 after the first quarter, but they did pull away. Built their lead 11-2, outscoring Napoleon in that second quarter. So they ended up leading 16-4 at halftime. And then that's finally when Napoleon got going. It was still very low scoring in the entire second half, but Napoleon finally got going in the second quarter, specifically that fourth quarter, as they tried to make a comeback. Came to within 6 points, but Springport, they had just built up that big lead in that first half, and they were able to lead wire to wire for the win over Napoleon and Napoleon season, as Springport advances on here to the district semifinals. Leading scorer was off the bench Illimani Pace. Well, she had 5 points. Actually, the leading scorer was Ciara Brock, their center, 6 points. Also got 4 points from Ashlyn Underhill, Morgan Shoemaker, and Devin Lowe, and 3 points from Hattie Gray. So Springport, hey, they were able to execute in that one against Napoleon, but this Lumen Christi team is a whole nother animal. They're so tough. They're just so talented. And they need to really, if they could transfer at least that defensive ability, that defensive grit that they showed against Napoleon, against this tough, tough Lumen Christi team, then, you know, that you never know. We could see a surprise in this first one. But Lumen Christi Titans and the Springport Spartans are ready to get underway here in just a couple of moments. I think in this first game, Lumen Christi, keys for them, I mean, hey, great ball movement. All starts with the stars. Kenna Hunt, Lucy Rozek, they really initiate the action here for this Lumen Christi team. If they can get those girls going early, they should be able to build a big lead. Meanwhile, on Springport, hey, play that tough defense and try to get those open looks and try to capitalize. They struggled on open shots against Napoleon in that quarterfinal. So that'll do it for the Kelly Express Mart pregame show. When we come back in 3 minutes, we will have starting lineups and tip-off for you between Lumen Christi and Springport for the Girls District Semifinals right here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Molly Kennedy with the Brokerage House. It may be freezing outside, but the spring real estate market is already heating up. If you've been thinking about selling your home, now is the perfect time to get ready. Our signature listing experience is designed to help you prepare, stand out, and maximize your value when buyers are most active. Let's put a smart plan in motion today. Visit thebrokeragehouse.com or call 517-788-8733. And let's make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House.
Introducing the perfect blend of refreshment and flavor. Say hello to Neutral Vodka Seltzer, where real vodka meets real fruit juices for an irresistibly delicious taste experience. Crafted with care to keep it tasty and easy to drink, Neutral Vodka Seltzer is the ideal choice for any occasion. Whether you're relaxing at home or out with friends, enjoy the crisp, clean taste that'll leave you refreshed and satisfied. Neutral Vodka Seltzer. Real vodka, real fruit juices, real flavor. Neutral Vodka Seltzer. Taste the difference. Please drink responsibly.
Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. At the Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with Five Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We're back from the Pirate Dome here in Napoleon High School for tonight's girls district semifinal action between the Lumen Christi Titans and the Springport Spartans. First game of our district semifinal doubleheader here on 95.9 The Power Cow. I'm Connor Dockery hanging out with you on this Wednesday evening. Got the starting lineups for you. First for Springport, it'll be Hattie Gray, Ashlyn Underhill, Illimani Pace, Morgan Shoemaker, and Ciara Brock. Head coach is Darren Hampton. Meanwhile, for Lumen Christi, starting five will be Kenna Hunt, Lily Ganton, Lucy Rozak, Ruby Boyce, and Paige LaFear. Head coach is Scott Stein. Jump ball between Hunt and Brock. Lumen in their home white uniforms with green numbers. Springport in their road blue uniforms, white numbers trimmed in black, as the jump ball is going to be won by Hunt. She tips it up ahead to Rozek, who as a result gets an easy two on a mini fast break there. So Springport able to beat the full court press from Lumen, and now Hunt intercepts the pass from Pace. Just goes right to the basket. Tough shot. She can't finish, but she does get fouled, so Kennahan just like that, right to the free throw line for some early attempts here. Free throws brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Got a huge Lumen Christi crowd here in attendance at Napoleon High School as the first free throw for Hunt is in. Of course, I mean, what hasn't been said about Kenna Hunt? Just unbelievable talent. Only a sophomore. Really taken over leadership of this team as a freshman last year, as we got another full court press from Lumen Christi as Hunt was able to make both free throws. 4-0 for the Lady Titans. Passing up ahead, able to beat the press, but then the pass fumbled by Brock on the left wing. Will roll the ball out of bounds and be Lumen Christi basketball. Kenna Hunt walks the ball across the timeline. Lumen Christi going from right to left on your radio dial in this first half of play. Hunt has it, screen coming from LaFear, top of the key. Drives to the lane, hesitates, kicks back outside. Rozek lines up the three, makes the three. Quick 7-0 lead for the Lady Titans. 1 minute into this first quarter. Springport swings it to the near side for Shoemaker near half court, guarded by Boyce. Dribbles to the right wing, stopped on the baseline, spin move through the lane, shot up, in, and a foul. Strong finish in traffic gets Springport their first bucket tonight. Foul's going to be called on LaFear, her first team's first. And Shoemaker at the line for one Aspen 1 hour free throw, and she makes it. 7-3, Lumen leads as a three ball in the corner off by Rozak. Does follow her own rebound. Stopped at the free throw line, and then she traveled. She stopped at the left elbow. She tried to pass out of it, but ended up sliding that pivot foot. And it'll be a turnover. Another Lumen Christie full court press against Springport. Inbound to Gray. Up ahead to Shoemaker. Double teamed, and then she will travel. She ran right into that double team of Rozak and Hunt, and it just caused a little bit of a hesitation. And as a result, it's turned right back over. Lumen Christie inbound into the backcourt for Kenna Hunt, guarded by Pace, drives right to the low block, picks up her dribble, goes back to the top of the key for Ganton. Handoff now for Hunt on the right wing, guarded by Pace. Screen coming in the corner, drives in the baseline, awkward angle shot, no, but she is fouled. And here comes free throw attempts 3 and 4 for Kenna Hunt. Tonight's coverage is brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffey Softwater, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, and County National Bank. First free throw brought to you by Aspen 1 hour Heating and Air Conditioning, up and in for Kenna Hunt. As we got a first substitution, Sydney Humphrey in for Springport, sending Pace to the bench for a quick break. And one of two this time. Hunt makes the first one, misses the second one. So Lumen Christie leads 8-3, approaching the 2 minute mark of this first quarter of our first game this evening. Springport, top of the key with Ciara Brock. Now lobs it down low, pass tipped away and stolen by Lafier. Hunt pulls up, jumper at the free throw line. That one rolls off the rim to the left. Rebounded by Shoemaker. Immediately trapped in the backcourt with a bit of a press, but Springport able to get it across the midcourt safely. And now Shoemaker has it on the Napoleon Pirate logo. Dribbles to the near side. Stop, picks up a dribble, now lofts on the far side. Pass tipped away and stolen. Back-to-back steals for Lafier. Hunt passes the near side. Rozak sidestep into the corner. Now drives on the baseline. Walks into a double team. And then her pass to the opposite corner is going to be poked out of bounds by Hattie Gray. 5:26 left in the first quarter. Lumen Christie inbounds on the right side of the basket with Hunt. Lobs it to near half court for Boyce. And now a handoff for Hunt on the right wing. Jab step. Going to fire the long three, left short. Rebound down to Boyce, and she'll pull it back out to the perimeter. Now a long two coming for Lafier. That's going to be too strong, and then the offensive rebound try could be poked out of bounds by Rozek. So Springport getting the stop. Playing some tough defense right there, as the inbound is going to be poked out of bounds by Kenna Hunt. It'll stay with Springport, inbounding on the near sideline next to their own bench. Springport trails by 5 here. Into the backcourt for Gray, and then another pass poked out of bounds by Kenna Hunt. Great hands in the passing lanes so far for Lumen Christie. A couple steals and a couple deflections. Just like that, the official blows for a quick stoppage before the inbounds here as Sydney Humphrey needs to tie her shoe. Inbound to Shoemaker. As Lumen Christie trying to prevent her from getting in the front court, she does get there past the trap. Now for Brock, pull up at the right elbow. That one's off. Shoemaker trying to get the offensive rebound, tracked down by Lafier, but it rolls out of her fingertips, collected by Humphrey, and then Humphrey going to be whistled on the travel, and Springport turns it over again. Lumen Christie forcing a ton of turnovers already in the first 3 minutes. So Lumen Christie going the other direction with Kenna Hunt. Walks it across the timeline for the Lady Titans. Now passes the near side. Open three by Ganton. It's left short. Offensive rebound down to Rozek as she pulls it back out to the corner. A lot of second chance opportunities for Lumen as well. Lafier kicks back outside to Hunt on the far side. Double team coming. She pulls in. Now a jumper on the baseline. That one misses. And another offensive rebound for Rozak. Put back, blocked away by Brock. And another offensive rebound by Boyce. And we got a jump ball called. And the possession arrow will give it right back to Springport. So Springport, a couple of good defensive stops here last couple of possessions against this very talented Lumen Christi team. As we got a bad pass with the full court press, goes to Hunt, and she has a smooth lay in on the Euro step. She and Rozek both have five to combine for Lumen's 10 points. And now another turnover, stolen by Hunt. Pull-up jumper on the baseline, off the heel, and then Brock will... Ooh, looked like Brock for Springport tipped it out of bounds. But it's going to be Springport ball, and we're going to get our first timeout of the game. 3:58 to go in the first quarter. Lumen leads by seven, back in 30 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Today's postseason coverage brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning, and industrial steel trading. Lumen Christi leads 10-3 out of the timeout. Springport ball trap in the backcourt with a full court press, but it's going to be beaten with a pass up ahead to Underhill, and then a foul as she drove to the basket. Looks like it's going to be before the shot, coming against Lucy Rozek, her first, team second. Springport inbounding on the left side of the basket. Bombing it in, but stolen away by Kenna Hunt. Quick three on two the other way. Hesitates, lobs it to the near side corner. Now a long two for Rozek. That's off the heel. Hunt gets the rebound on the opposite corner. Drives in, step back, three ball. That one's short. Offensive rebound, Lafier put up, no. And then a foul. Correction, that was Erin O'Dowd, and then she commits the foul on the rebound, her first, team's third. So Springport the other way. Again, the Springport mentioned defensively, very good. They played shutdown defense against, to be honest, a pretty bad Napoleon team, but they're making Lumen work here as we got another steal in the backcourt. O'Dowd all the way. Layup, no. She was bumped by Shoemaker. Shoemaker set up for the to try to draw the charge. Was not called either way. And they're going to say it's Lumen Christi ball on the right side of the basket. 3:14 left in the first. 10-3 Lumen. Rozek inbounds, baseline jumper up and in for Hunt from about 7 feet out. 12-3, Lumen leads. Springport, a couple nice passes. Ooh, Underhill missed a wide open Humphrey underneath the basket for an easy score on a mini fast break generated from that full court press. And now we got a travel call on Shoemaker near half court. Moved that pivot foot. So a lot of turnovers for Springport, both forced and unforced in this first quarter. Lumen Christi ball into the front court for Kenna Hunt. She's met there by Humphrey. Dribbles to the right wing. Screen coming on the left from Rosa. Cuts around it. Pull-up jumper on the left elbow. That one in and out. Kenna Hunt has had a lot of jumpers. Nearly fall, but hasn't quite been able to find the range so far. As the rebound is going to be poked out of bounds by Springport, it'll stay right here with Lumen Christi, with Paige Lafier back in for Erin O'Dowd. Meanwhile, Devin Lowe in for Ashlyn Underhill for Springport. Hunt inbounds on the right side of the basket. Now lobs it to the right wing for Lily Ganton. Now down low for Hunt as she turns, misses the shot, gets her own rebound, reverse up and in. The second shot, arguably more difficult than the first. And Kenna Hunt has 9 of Lumen Christie's 14, and she intercepts another half-court pass with this full-court pressure. Kicks to the far side corner. 3 ball up and in for Lily Ganton. And now Lumen starting to figure things out against this Springport defense as the Lady Spartans need to call time. Lumen Christie leads 17-3 with just over 2 minutes remaining in this first quarter. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Girls District Semifinal Basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota Construction Lineup, featuring the SVL Series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Molly Kennedy with the Brokerage House. It may be freezing outside, but the spring real estate market is already heating up. If you've been thinking about selling your home, now is the perfect time to get ready. Our signature listing experience is designed to help you prepare, stand out, and maximize your value when buyers are most active. Let's put a smart plan in motion today. Visit thebrokeragehouse.com or call 517-788-8733. And let's make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Bad pass by Springport out of the timeout. They commit another turnover against this tough, suffocating Lumen Christie full court press as Lumen takes over. Inbounding in front of Springport's bench, leading Springport 17-3, 2:10 left in the first quarter. Hunt stops at the free throw line, kicks on the far side for O'Dowd. Layup through the lane, that one's too strong. Rebound poked out, and it'll be last touched by Springport. With Lumen Christie inbounding on the left side of the basket with Lucy Rozak. Going to be inbound to the near side corner for O'Dowd. Jab step, and going to be into the left side for Rozek. Pulls it back out to the perimeter. Lumen Christie restarting their offense. Rozek drives to the far side corner. Lafier pump fake on the three, doesn't pull. Spin move back to the corner. Rozek three off the heel. Offensive rebound. O'Dowd put back up. No, but a foul is called. And Lumen Christie getting some more free throws here in this first quarter, as the foul is going to be called on Devin Lowe. Her first team's third. Free throws number 5 and 6 of this quarter for Lumen. Kenna Hunt made the first 3 out of 4. This first attempt by O'Dowd is a miss. These free throws brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. 1 more shot by O'Dowd, and that one drops. 1 of 2 there. Pushes Lumen Christie's lead to 15 in this first quarter. 1:40 left as more full court pressure. Springport really struggling here to get it in the front court all of a sudden. Shoemaker in the back court. She's going to run out of time. Pass up ahead. Intercepted by O'Dowd. Had no choice. She had to get rid of it. As the pass down low for Lafier. Shot off the mark. Rebound loose. And it'll be last touch out of bounds by Shoemaker. So on top of forcing a ton of turnovers, Lumen Christie relentless on the offensive glass, usually getting, you know, 3 to 4 tries per possession. A couple possessions where Springport was playing some good defense. Now an inbound open shot beneath the basket. That one's off the mark by Boyce. And we have a foul on the rebound. It's going to be against Sydney Humphrey, her first. No, they're actually going to call the offensive foul on Ruby Boyce, her first. Lumen's fourth. Rozak, meanwhile, heads to the bench. She's replaced by Tristan Johnson, getting her first action here. Inbound for Springport at half court. And able to beat the press this time. Kick to the near side corner for Hattie Gray. Lob down low. Stolen away by Hunt. Several steals for her alone in this first quarter. A lot of steals for Lumen in general. Fast break shot off the mark by Johnson. And Springport going the other way. 18-3. Lumen Christi leads over Springport. 50 seconds left in this first quarter. Brock passes down low. Another steal for Kenna Hunt. Quick dribbling into the front court. Hesitates, drives through the lane. Layup, and that's going to be a foul. Sending her to the line again. Sydney Humphrey with her first team's fourth foul. So two more Kenna Hunt free throws brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. She made three of her four first attempts. Tonight's playoff coverage brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters, Jackson Public Schools, Wilmar Machine and Tool, and Northwest Community Schools. First free throw drops for Hunt. She is the first player in double-digit scoring with 10. Ruby Boyce heads to the bench, replaced by Lily Ganton. Second free throw for Hunt. That one also drops. Lumen Christi leads 20-3. Springport's only points coming on a Morgan Shoemaker and one. And another steal for Hunt. Man, Lumen Christi swarming the passing lanes here of Springport. 25 seconds left in the first, and Lumen Christi going to hold on to it for the last shot of the quarter. Double team coming for Hunt. Now pass on the far side for Johnson. Free throw line for Lafier back for Hunt. Near half court, double team comes again. Now at the free throw line, pump fake back for Hunt. Near side for O'Dowd. Back to the left elbow, jump shot. That one's wide right for Lafier. Springport the other way. Final 2 seconds of the quarter, half court heave. That one's too strong for Shoemaker. That brings us to the end of quarter number one. Dominance on both ends for Lumen Christi, leading over Springport 20-3. We'll take a 60-second timeout, and when we come back, we'll have the second quarter coming your way next on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, grab a specialty pizza with breadsticks for just $24.99. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate. Trust Grimes Plumbing for quick and reliable repairs that prevent further damage. Our expert team is ready to tackle all leaks, ensuring your home stays good and dry. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Start of the second quarter for our first girls district semifinal game from Napoleon. Second quarter brought to you by Big B Coffee on 405 South Cooper Street. Big B makes everything better. Lumen Christi leads over Springport 20-3. I'm Connor Dockery with you here on 95.9 The Power Cow and 959thepowercow.com. For postseason coverage all week. Second straight week here for boys and girls high school postseason. Lumen Christi ball to start the second quarter, brought to you by Big B Coffee. Left wing for Tristan Johnson, lofts it on the far side for O'Dowd, and there's going to be a timeout called by Titan head coach Scott Stein. Needs to talk things over here with Kenna Hunt on the bench. Back in 30 seconds, this is girls high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
This is the famous Bud Light beer. It's not easy to brew beer this easy to drink. It takes attention to detail to get something to taste this smooth. Which is why Bud Light is tasted by brewmasters every step of the way. Hey, it's a tough job, but for you and your friends, it's worth it. Bud Light. We don't just brew beer. We brew beer for friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Power Cow is 95.9 FM, WIBM Jackson.
We're back here in the second quarter after that quick Lumen timeout as Lumen Christi leads 20-3 over Springport. Wilma Christie at the top of the key with Lucy Rozek now on the far side. Give and go. Rozek has it again. Three ball on the left wing is up and in as Rozek opens the second quarter scoring with that three. It's now a 20-point Wilma Christie lead. Now at the top of the key for Devin Lowe for Springport. Foul's going to be called on the reach-in. It's going to be against Tristan Johnson, her first team's first, as Springport will inbound on the near sideline. So Kenna Hunt and Ruby Boyce back in for Lumen, sending Johnson and O'Dowd to the bench. Hattie Gray inbound to the near side corner for Brock. Pass fake in, able to lop it to the far side, but that's going to be too far for Humphrey and out of bounds. Another Springport turnover. They've had a lot more turnovers than shot attempts in this first half. Smothering defense from Lumen Christie. Hunts to the near side for Rozek, left wide open for three. Fires, misses, and the rebound down to Lafier. Put back up and in. Lumen's lead continues to grow. 25-3 now. They've scored 18 straight since Springport got on the board and trailed 8-3. Now another interception for Lafier on the full court press. Bounce pass down low, layup up and in for two for Ruby Boyce, her first score. 27-3 now. Approaching the two-minute mark of the second quarter as we got another steal, this time for Ganton, and Kenna Hunt able to get the jumper on the baseline, and now we have a Springport timeout. Wilma Christie dominant here in the first half against Springport, leading 29-3. Timeout is called. We're back in 30 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Got a score update from Harper Creek High School as Michigan Center Cardinals lead their girls' district semifinals 23-12 over Harper Creek. Live coverage of that one on our sister station, WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM with Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes. Meanwhile, back to this one out of the timeout. 6 minutes left in the first half. Springport ball trailing Lumen Christie 29-3. Shot beneath the basket, wild, and the putback for Underhill is going to be out of bounds. Lumen Christie takes over. That was the first Springport shot attempt in quite some time. They've just had a ton of turnovers, mostly forced by Lumen with their tough, stifling full court press, but they've had a couple of unforced ones too. As Lumen takes back over, Lafier lofts it in the far side corner for Rozek. Wanted to take the three, didn't fire. Now swings it to the near side corner for Ganton. Now the free throw line, jumper off glass, too strong for Lafier. Muscles away, the rebound away from Underhill. Put back no, and then put back yes. Paige Lafier relentless. She's now got 4 points, and Lumen Christie leads 31-3 over Springport. 5 minutes left in the first half. Far side for Underhill. Double teamed on the block. Able to shuffle it down low for Lowe. Shot blocked out of bounds by Lily Ganton. And it'll stay with Springport. Inbounding on the right side of the basket. The second quarter brought to you by Bigby Coffee on 405 South Cooper Street in Jackson. Now on the near side for Underhill. Lobs it down low for Shoemaker. She's trapped. Kicks back out to the perimeter for Hattie Gray. Springport trying to get a quality shot here. Their only score is a Morgan Shoemaker and one. Now on the near side, miscommunication. Gray's pass intended for Underhill goes out of bounds. Lafier goes to the bench, replaced by Tristan Johnson for Lumen. As the Lady Titans go the other way, here comes Kenna Hunt. She's going to be met at the midcourt by Humphrey. Couple passes to the near side corner for Boyce. Back outside for Johnson. Drives through. Back to the corner. Long two. Toe was on the line. It's going to be left short for Boyce. And then the rebound attempt by Tristan Johnson. She's going to fumble it out of bounds. Springport takes over, going the other direction. Lumen Christie going to move towards a half-court press. He's off the gas pedal a little bit against Springport as the Lady Spartans bring it into the front court now with Shoemaker. Now pass intercepted by Rozek. 3-on-2 fast break the other way for Lumen Christie. Rozek coast-to-coast layup left short on the left hand. And then she commits a foul trying to strip it away from Morgan Shoemaker. That's going to be the second personal foul on Lucy Rozek. And the second team foul against Lumen Christie. Got some substitutions. Ciara Brock back in for Springport, replacing Ashlyn Underhill. And then Lucy Rozek heads to the bench, replaced by Aaron O'Dowd. Got one more substitution. Illimani Pace back in for Springport, replacing Sydney Humphrey. Springport the other way against a Lumen Christie half-court press, trailing 31-3 as we got a steal on the ball by Tristan Johnson. Pass over to Hunt. Spin move through the lane. Off the glass. She scores again. Kenna Hunt up to 15 points to lead all scorers. And Lumen Christie, they've multiplied Springport's score by 11, 33-3. Now Springport lobbing it down low. It's a bad pass again, stolen by Boyce. Off the deflection, Johnson, coast-to-coast layup, no, but she is fouled. So Tristan Johnson will go to the line for two for Lumen. Foul is going to be on Hattie Gray, her first team's first. These free throws brought to you by Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Tonight's coverage also brought to you by the Sykes Group of Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, and Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency. As Johnson makes the first of two free throws, Kenna Hunt goes to the bench, replaced by Ellen Thompson, getting her first playing time tonight for Lumen. Free throw off. So one of two there for Johnson. And the rebound going to be poked out of bounds by Thompson. Springport the other direction, trailing Lumen Christie 34-3 in this Big B Coffee second quarter. 3:25 to go until halftime. Gray dribbling into the front court against Johnson, who steals it again on the ball. Just picks her pocket. Johnson right to the basket, layup off, and the offensive rebound corralled by Ruby Boyce. Another turnover forced by this Lumen defense. And now we've got a travel call on Ellen Thompson. She moved her feet before putting the ball on the floor. And now Cody Ruge checking in for Lumen Christie. Springport in the backport for Ciara Brock. Harassed by Aaron O'Dowd. Sent on the far side for Gray. Drives on the baseline. Stop. Pulls it back outside for Brock. Step back, and she travels. On the step back, she did a little bit of a pump fake before passing it. On that pump fake, she walked. Morgan Shoemaker back in for Springport, sending Gray to the bench. Lumen Christie going the other way, leading by 31 points. Less than 3 minutes to go in this Big B Coffee second quarter. Here comes Tristan Johnson. Dribbles to the top of the key against this Springport 2-3 zone. Near side three-pointer off the mark for Ruge, and then a rebound going to be fought for, culminating in a jump ball between Shoemaker and Thompson, and the possession arrow going to give Springport the ball. Tonight's postseason coverage is brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, and Industrial Steel Treating. Here from the Point High School, Springport trying to get it in the front court against this half-court press, and we've got a foul committed by Tristan Johnson getting in the way and committing the foul. That's her second. Now Springport inbounds for Shoemaker and poked away by Johnson, but she can't quite save it. She is over the line. And it'll stay with Springport inbounding in front of Lumen Christie's bench. Inbound to Shoemaker, guarded closely by Johnson. Now trying to dribble past her, trying to lob it down low for Brock. But it's another steal stolen by O'Dowd this time. Two on one the other way as Thompson, she loses it. It's going to be stripped away by Illimani Pace, but the ball will go out of bounds. Lumen Christie will inbound on the right side of the basket with Ellen Thompson. But first a substitution as Cam Goddard checking in for Lily Ganton. Full bench unit in for Lumen Christie. Up by 31. Entry pass down low, trying to save it, and it's going to be poked out of bounds again. This time, last touch by Lumen Christie, so Springport going the other way. Ciara Brock in the backcourt for Shoemaker against this half-court press. 2 minutes left in the first half. Dribbles to the right wing, right past the defender, Tristan Johnson, and she lays it up and in. First points of the second quarter for Springport as they trim the deficit down to 29 points. Lumen Christie moving the ball around the perimeter. Now on the right wing for Thompson, fires the three, makes the three. Ellen Thompson, her first score off the bench for Lumen as they extend the lead 37-5. 90 seconds left in this Bigby Coffee second quarter, and Tristan Johnson, another foul. Commits that one against Shoemaker, playing very close defense at various points, but getting caught with another foul there. Now for Lumen Christie, going to have Rhea Moore checking in for Tristan Johnson. Springport inbounding on the far sideline in front of Springport's supporters. Good amount of Springport fans making the trip tonight as we got a jump ball forced by Moore on the inbound, and Lumen Christie will take over now. Moore inbound for Thompson, who walks the ball to the top of the key for the Lady Titans. Over for Ruge. Gets it back near half court. Now into the far side corner. O'Dowd fires the three. That's too strong, and then bounces over the backboard and ruled out of bounds. Lacey Root checking in for Springport. Also, Tristan Johnson back in after a quick break, sending O'Dowd to the bench. Also checking in for Springport, Sydney Humphrey in for Pace. Springport going the other way. Hattie Gray over half court. Now dribbles to the near side corner, stopped on the baseline. Tries to get it back it up top for Humphrey, does. Now on the far side for Root. Spring pass, that's going to be intercepted. Coast to coast layup for Moore in on the right hand. Lumen's lead out to 34. 43 seconds left in the Bigby Coffee second quarter. Winding down the first half, Gray has it on the near side and then has it stripped away by Tristan Johnson. I tell you, she's come in and she's been playing very stifling defense, really frustrating Springport, as they're actually going to say the ball was last touched by Springport. So it'll be Lumen ball as Maddie Allen checks in for Lumen Christie. Actually, they will correct the call to Springport ball. Also in is Riley O'Dowd for Lumen Christie. Full bench unit as Brock has it. Step back three, and she drains it. That's her first bucket. And Springport trails by 31 now. 25 seconds left in the Bigby Coffee second quarter. A couple swing passes. Near side three. That's off the mark for Maddie Allen. And then going to be a foul on the rebound committed by Riley O'Dowd, her first, team's fourth. Springport ball going the full length of the floor. Now no more pressing by Lumen Christie. They started with an aggressive full court press, forced a ton of turnovers, and then shifted to a half court press. Now no press at all as Gray gets it off the screen. Back over for Brock. Fires another three. Makes another three. Back-to-back long balls for Ciara Brock. She's got six. And a turnover by Lumen Christie. Trying to get it up the floor quickly to Maddie Allen in the corner. And it's a turnover. Lumen Christie's lead is 39-11. Final 2 seconds left of the half. It's going to be a roller on the inbound. Now grabbed, half-court heave. That one's wide right by Gray. And that will conclude the first half. Dominance by Lumen, leading 39-11 over Springport. As we take a three-minute timeout, when we come back, we'll break things down in our halftime report. Coming your way next, this is Girls District Semifinal Basketball right here on 95.9 The Power Cal.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With amped checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,001. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup, featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with Five Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We are at halftime for our first of two games this evening for the girls district semifinals from Napoleon High School. And Lumen Christie leads big over Springport 39-11. So, Lumen, it took them a little bit to get settled in offensively. They did score the first 7 points of the game, however. And then we had a quick and one from Morgan Shoemaker of Springport, made it 7-3. And the game has not quite been that close since then, as Lumen Christie started to force a ton of turnovers, mostly on their full court press. As Lumen then turned that 7-3 lead into a 34-3 lead. That's right, they scored the next 27 points until midway in the second quarter. Then that they started pulling some of their players, and now we'll probably have a full JV game the rest of the way for Lumen Christi, as Springport able to have a little bit more success once Lumen pulled their starters. Springport able to score a couple of possessions there at the end of the half, as Lumen outscored Springport 20-3 in the first quarter and then 19-8 in that second quarter. Kenna Hunt, I'll be surprised if we see her at all the rest of this one. She scored 15 points in one and a half quarters. Then Lucy Rozek, the other talented sophomore on this Lumen team, she had 8. We also got 4 for Paige LaFear, 3 each for Lily Ganton and Ellen Thompson, 2 for Rhea Moore, 2 for Ruby Boyce, and 1 for Tristan Johnson. Meanwhile, for Springport, leading scorer is Ciara Brock with 6, and then the other 5 points coming from Morgan Shoemaker. So, yeah, I mean, Lumen Christi, they are showing why they are one of the top-ranked teams. Not only the number one ranked team in Division III for the state of Michigan, but also, you know, a top 10 ranked team, according to Max Preps, in the entire state across all levels. Just so much talent, specifically in that starting lineup. And, man, they just play well as a team. They play suffocating defense, forcing a lot of turnovers in the passing lanes, and then offensively, they just really move the ball around. And the shots that Kenna Hunt and Lucy Rozek are able to create for themselves, nothing short of impressive. So, Lumen Christi, I mean, hey, again, we'll see if they give their starters any playing time in the second half. It depends on if they want to get a running clock going or not. Running clock in the second half, if you get the lead to over 40, and then the regular clock won't start back up until the score comes to within 30 points. So we'll see if maybe they bring the starters back in to try to push it up to 40 points. I'm sure they can, but who knows? Maybe they don't want to run the score up too much over Springport. But a lot of success for Lumen, leading 39-11 at halftime over Springport. As that'll do it for our halftime report. We'll take a 3-minute timeout. We'll have the second half for you next on 95.9 The Power Cow.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, 2 John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Hey folks, it's Dave Ramsey here for Jim Winter Auto Group. If you listen to our show, you know that thousands of people around Jackson are driving cars they can't afford, rolling around town under hundreds of dollars a month in purchase or lease payments on more car than they really need. In this day and age, that kind of extra debt is keeping the average family from getting where they want to be in life. The good news is, used vehicle values are at an all-time high. If you haven't checked out what your car is worth lately, see my friends at Jim Winter Auto Group. Chances are Jim Winter can get you out of your payments, whether you own or lease it. And right now, you can probably find one of those cash vehicles I'm always telling you about on the Jim Winter pre-owned lot. Come in to Jim Winter Auto Group today for a free, no-obligation buyout quote on your car and tell them Dave sent you. Online at jimwinterauto.com.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
It is third quarter time from Napoleon High School for the first of two district semifinal games. We've got Lou and Christie in front of Springport 39-11 at the start of the third. I'm Connor Dockery with you on 95.9 The Power Cow. Springport with the first possession of the quarter, going from right to left in your radio dial, and Shoemaker can't handle a pass in the far side corner. It's off her and out of bounds. That's another Springport turnover, one of many tonight, both forced and unforced. As looks like Lumen is going to have the starters back in for this second half, as they ended the first half with one of their deep bench players. And now a three ball in the corner offline for Rozek, and then Lumen not able to track down the offensive rebound. Springport ball the other way. Tonight's coverage brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters, Jackson Public Schools, Wilmar Machine and Tool, and Northwest Community Schools for playoff coverage all postseason. Springport on the far side in the corner for Hattie Gray. Picks it up now, kicks to the far side for Pace. Now up top for Ciara Brock. Gets the handoff, now trying to get it down low from Shoemaker. Sets the screen instead. Shoemaker drives on the baseline, kicks it back outside. Pace fires the three. Might have been tipped by Hunt. She came in late to get a contest and really jump high to force that miss. Rozek has it at the top of the key, trying to lob it at the free throw line. Instead, gets it on the far side for Ganton. Fires the three. Makes the three. Opens up the scoring here in the second half as Lumen Christie leads by 31 points. Springport on the near side for Pace as the ball nearly stolen away by Rozek, controlled by Gray. Drives through the lane, tough layup, up, in, and draws the foul. Great finish for Hattie Gray as that one might not actually be a shooting foul. Actually, no. They're actually going to say the foul took place before the shot. Not sure how. It's like a shooting foul to me, but anyways, the foul called on Paige LaFear, her second. Team's first. Springport will instead inbound on the left side of the basket. Gray, the inbounder. Gets it in down low for Pace. Tracks it down on the baseline. Back outside for Shoemaker. Couple dribbles to the top of the key. Screen coming. She instead goes to the right. Now down low for a wide open Underhill, who misses the open jumper from 3 feet out. Kenna Hunt the other way. Dribbles behind her back. Now going to be harassed by Pace. Double team. Kenna Hunt keeps it now on the near side for Rosa. Springport trying to amp up their defensive pressure. They had some good early defensive success as we got another three up and in on the left wing for Lily Ganton, who has all 6 points in the second half for the Lady Titans as Lumen Christie back up by 34. Less than 6 minutes to play in the third, and the three-point answer on the other end is offline by Brock and out of bounds. Lumen Christie going the other way, but first a substitution. Devin Lowe and Sydney Humphrey both back in for Springport, sending Pace and Underhill to the bench. Here comes Lumen Christie with Kenna Hunt, tonight's leading scorer with 15 points of Lumen's 45. Now to the near side for Rozek. Back over for Hunt. Jab step now for Rozek. One more pass to Hunt on the far side. Looking for the entry pass. Doesn't get it now for Rozek. Near side corner. Faces up for Ruby Boyce. Back out to the top of the key for Rozek. And Lumen Christi will restart their offense here. Kenna Hunt on the far side. Near half court. Back for Rozek. Swing into the near corner. Back outside for Rozek. Dribbles in. Doesn't fire the three. Back to the far side for Ganton and Rozek again. Very patient possession for the Lady Titans. Now for Lafier. Down low for Ganton. And she's going to be fouled. Looks like she tried to pass it to Boyce. But they are going to give her the shooting foul. It's committed by Ciara Brock, her first. As we got two Aspen 1 hour heated air conditioning free throws coming for Lily Ganton. We'll be taking time on these shots, at least trying to get the ball to Ganton. Now she does get it. First free throw offline. Got a score update from Harper Creek High School. Michigan Center girls leads 41-19 over Marshall midway through the third quarter. So similar domination going on over there for Michigan Center. First free throw misses, as does the second one for Ganton. The lead stays at 45-11 for Lumen Christi. Into the front court for Shoemaker. She's harassed by Hunt. Picks up the dribble, and then she deflects the pass. 3-on-1 fast break. Hunt, spin move, layup, left hand, up and in. She is just so talented. When she's driving through the lane like that, she has that much space, she is tough to stop. 47-11 lead for Lumen Christi. 4:30 left in this third quarter. Three ball near side. That one's in and out for Springport. That one by Humphrey. Now the other way for Paige Lafier. Drives through, lost the handle, stolen away by Brock. Shoemaker trying to go the other way as Springport trying to get some more quality possessions as it's stolen away from behind by Lucy Rozek. Now stopped at the free throw line, back to Hunt in the corner, fires the three. That one's short. Offensive rebound for Ganton. Back outside for Lafair, who fires the three herself, and that was too strong. Long rebound out by Humphrey, and the jump ball going to be forced between Lafair and Humphrey. It's going to stay with Lumen Christi, and now we've got the bench players in. The whole hockey line changing for Lumen, as we've got Rhea Moore, Ellen Thompson, Cody Ruge, Aaron O'Dowd, and Tristan Johnson all into the game for the Lady Titans. 47-11 is the score. Lumen Christi inbounding on the right side of the basket, and the pass going to be punched out of bounds by Devin Lowe. She had to kind of shake her hand after that. Must have made a lot of hard contact on it. I mean, definitely looked like it. Emphatically threw that one out of bounds to disrupt the inbound, but Lumen gets it back in with Johnson. Drives through the lane, pass, fake out, layup on the right hand, rolls off, beautiful look, just couldn't finish. And then she commits the foul after the shot. That's her third. And Tristan Johnson just committed a lot of fouls. I mean, she's not afraid to guard you close and have a little contact there. Here comes Hattie Gray the other direction for the Lady Spartans. Screen coming from Brock. Now pass poked away by Johnson, and another Lumen Christi steal. Quick, fast break, but Springport does recover quickly as they'll have to restart their offense. Johnson kicks to the near side corner for Ruge. Now open lane, layup left hand too strong. Rebound fought for, and they're going to call Ruge on the foul over the back of Devin Lowe. That's going to be the first on Cody Ruge. And there's going to be a timeout on the floor by Lumen head coach Scott Stein. 3:24 left in the third. Lumen Christi leads 47-11 over Springport. Back in 30 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Tonight's coverage is brought to you by The Brokerage House, Grimes Plumbing, Wolverine Seal Coating, Dan the Man Insurance, etc., and Wilby Transit Mix. Lumen Christi leads Springport by 36 here in the third quarter, just over 3 minutes to go. Springport on the far side with Hattie Gray, trapped on the baseline, kicks back outside for Shoemaker. Picks up her dribble on the right, free throw line extended. Looking for a passing target. Ooh, miscommunication on the handoff, and it's stolen away by Ellen Thompson. Pulls up at the left elbow, off glass and out. Offensive rebound by Moore. Passes back out to Ruge, and the Lumen Christi Lady Titans have another possession here. Johnson drives on the baseline, and she's going to be fouled by Ciara Brock, bumping her out of bounds there. So Lumen Christi will inbound on the right side of the basket with Ellen Thompson. Lumen running their play. Down to the near side for Ruge, drives through the lane. Layup on the left hand, off glass, too strong. Rebound for Brock. And then we got a foul in the backcourt against Tristan Johnson again, her fourth. Score update from Harper Creek High School. Michigan Center Cardinals lead 51-32 over Marshall. End of the third quarter. So Michigan Center looks to be moving on to the district championship on Friday. They will take on if they hold that through, as we got a block on the other end by O'Dowd. Put back up and in for Morgan Shoemaker, who is up to 7 points. That gets Springport their first score of the third quarter. Springport now trails by 34 points. So if Michigan Center does move on, they will take on the winner of Western and Harper Creek, which will be our second game this evening over on WKHM 970 AM 101.5 FM and WKHM.com with Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes. Free throw line jumper offline for Rhea Moore. Springport the other way with Morgan Shoemaker, screen from Brock. Drives through the lane, cut off on the block. Tries to split the D, forces it up. No, couldn't finish. Brock gets the rebound, put back. That's also off. Shoemaker, another offensive rebound, goes back up with it. This time a foul. Looks like it's going to come against Aaron O'Dowd. And this is going to be Springport free throws, as that is the second foul on Aaron O'Dowd. So two free throws coming up for Morgan Shoemaker. So far has 7 points, leading Springport in the scoring column. Shortly behind is Ciara Brock, who had back-to-back three-pointers to end the first half, as the first of two Aspen one-hour free throws is in. Riley O'Dowd in for Aaron O'Dowd for the Lady Titans. One more free throw. That one also drops for Shoemaker. 47-15 is the score, as Devin Lowe heads to the bench, replaced by Kariana Lay for Springport, getting her first playing time tonight. Final 90 seconds and change of this third quarter. Tristan Johnson has it at the top of the key, playing with four fouls. Hesitates, drive through, jump shot. That one's off from 8 feet out. Rebound loose, diving on the floor, and saving it is Rhea Moore. Another try here for Lumen. Thompson on the baseline, reverse layup. Beautiful move, but she couldn't finish. Offensive rebound put back, no. But Rhea Moore is fouled, and she'll get a couple of Aspen one-hour free throws here. That's going to be the third foul on Ciara Brock. So Rhea Moore off the bench with 2 points for Lumen Christi. First free throw, that one misses. Hit the front of the rim, the backboard, and then missed. Devin Lowe back in for Brock for the Lady Spartans. One more free throw, that one is in. Rhea Moore 1-for-2 that time, and Lumen Christi leads by 33 with just over a minute to play in the third quarter. Rebound poked out. Root has it near half court. Now for Shoemaker, gets the handoff. Top of the key for Hattie Gray. Dribbles on the far side, looking for another screen. Gets it from Shoemaker. Cut off on the double team briefly. Now cuts back to the near side. Nearly ripped away, and we have a jump ball forced by Riley O'Dowd. able to get her hand in there, but the possession will stay with Springport as we've got another substitution. Cam Gadair in for Ellen Thompson. Now in for Shoemaker on the far side, guarded closely by Johnson. Now fakes the handoff, trying to get it up top. Too many Springport players jammed up right there top of the key. Now down low for Low, up and under, blocked away by Gadair. 30 seconds left in this third quarter. Lumen Christie leads by 33 as Tristan Johnson walks it just over the midcourt as Lumen will take their time on this last third quarter possession. Closely guarded by Gray, and we're going to get a quick timeout from head coach Scott Stein. 60-second timeout. We'll be back in a moment. This is girls playoff basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, grab a specialty pizza with breadsticks for just $24.99. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
Looking for the right start for your child's education? At East Jackson Elementary, we're more than a school. We're a team. Small class sizes, caring teachers, and hands-on learning help every student shine. From early reading and interventions to STEAM, PE, and music, your child's future starts here. Enroll today and discover what opportunities await. East Jackson Elementary. Visit eastjacksonschools.org or call us at 517-764-1810 to learn more. East Jackson. Look East.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
48-15 for the final 15 seconds of the third quarter out of the timeout. Lumen Christie with the ball and the lead. Tristan Johnson has it. Screen coming from Gadair. Cut off on the right wing. Nearly stripped away by Gray. Gets it over to the near side corner. Wide open three. Up and in for Cody Ruge at the third quarter buzzer. Can't draw it up any better than that. And Lumen just continuing to play very well, even with their bench players in this one over Springport. We go to the fourth quarter. Lumen Christie leads 51-15. Back in 60 seconds, you've got girls district basketball right here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialist will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com. Your local authorized Amana dealer.
Comfort is just a call away. Call 1 Hour.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Got the Grass Lake Lady Warriors already lining up on the sideline, ready to get their pregame warm-ups underway. But we still got one more quarter left here as Lumen Christie leads over Springport 51-15, start of the fourth quarter. Connor Dockery with you on 95.9 The Power Cow from Napoleon High School. As Lumen Christie starts the fourth quarter with the possession and a turnover. Ruge threw it away and then committed the foul. That's her second, team's first. As Springport going the other direction with Morgan Shoemaker bringing it across the timeline. Screen coming from Ciara Brock. Now dribbles to the near side. Pass deflected away. Out of bounds by Riley O'Dowd. And it'll stay with Springport inbounding on the near sideline with Kariana Lay. Gets it into Shoemaker. Guarded closely by Rhea Moore. Dribbled on the far sideline. Now a screen coming up. Gets it on the top of the key for Olay. Head fake, doesn't fire the three. Trying to get it down low. Pass deflected away and stolen by Rugi. And she is on the line as she tried to get the outlet pass. So good effort there to try to force that turnover. But it's going to stay with Springport. Inbounding in front of their own bench with Hattie Gray. Tonight's playoff coverage brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen 1 Hour, and Industrial Steel Treating as the inbound is stolen by Rugi. Blumen Christie up the floor again with Tristan Johnson. Screen coming on the right from Moore. She dribbles off to the left and hands it off for Riley O'Dowd. Ball poked loose by Lay, kept by Lumen. Now for Johnson, floater on the baseline, off the mark, but an offensive rebound. Step back three, left short by Gadare. Offensive rebound for Johnson. Gadare fires another three. This time she makes it. Lumen Christie up 39 points. If they get another one, they'll get the running clock going. 40-plus point lead in the second half gets the running clock going in basketball, and it doesn't turn off until the score comes within 30 points. Definitely a realistic opportunity here as they get another steal. Riley O'Dowd going the other direction. Passes the near side for Rugi. Steps into a three off the heel. Rebound loose, and it's going to come away to Hattie Gray. Ooh, took a little bit of a shot there as Johnson trying to strip that one away. Looks like she's hurt. Play continues. Shoemaker has it. Foul going to be called on the baseline on Rhea Moore. So that at least opens up an opportunity for Gray to go to the bench. Yeah, took a little bit of a shot there. Looks like a lower back in pain. Hopefully she's okay. We'll monitor that one. As Springport will hold the possession. Inbound on the right side of the basket, trailing 54-15 in this district semifinals. Rebound poked down, goes up for low, and that's going to be a travel call. So would not have counted even if she made it. Now here comes Lumen the other way with Ellen Thompson across the Pirate logo at midcourt. Started by Humphrey, now dished to the near side corner. Trying to move this zone defense all around with a lot of quick passes. Now in the corner, three ball, too strong for Gadare. Rebound pulled down by Lowe. Springport the other way, 5:30 left in this one. Lumen well on their way to the district championship. They'll be taking on the winner of Grass Lake and Hanover Horton, which is our next game, as we got a mid-range jumper off by Humphrey. Lumen the other direction to the near side. Three ball. That one's off by Allen. Offensive rebound for Gadare. Another try for Lumen Christie. For Gadare. Left wing three. That one's too strong this time. Rebound for Lowe. Springport going the other way. Very fast moving fourth quarter. Not a lot of whistles compared to the other three quarters. Shoemaker has it off the screen. Now dish to the near side for Underhill. Back for Shoemaker, top of the key, closely guarded by Maddie Allen. Turns the corner, spin move, layup up, and she traveled. Back-to-back travel calls against Springport, racing some possessions as Lumen Christie will go the other direction. Now here comes Cody Rugi bringing the ball up the floor for the Lady Titans. 4:35 left in this one. Kicks back outside. Now lobs it to the far side corner. Driving through, Riley O'Dowd back outside. Rugi. And this is going to be a backcourt violation as the pass went back there. Was not touched by Springport. So Springport takes over on the turnover. 4:25 left in the fourth. Tonight's postseason coverage brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters, Jackson Public Schools, Womar Machine and Tool, and Northwest Community Schools. Pass on the near side, poked away, and nearly stolen by Lay. And then we're going to have a foul committed by Riley O'Dowd, her second. This place starting to fill up for our next game, Hanover Horton and Grass Lake. I can already see a full Grass Lake student section wearing pink on the far side, ready to cheer on They're Lady Warriors. The far side shot in the baseline. That one's off the mark. Pretty good luck for Shoemaker, but couldn't finish as Cam Goddard could not finish the rebound. She loses it out of bounds. And it'll be Springport ball on the left side of the basket. Still 54-15. Bit of a scoring drought. The only point was a three-pointer by Goddard. Only basket scored in this fourth quarter. Shot in the baseline, muscled up and in for Devin Lowe. Gets her first bucket. And that cuts the deficit down to 37. Less than 4 minutes left. Back for Ruge, near side corner. Three ball off the mark for Maddie Allen. And now a foul committed by Riley O'Dowd up the floor. Her third. Team's fourth. And Springport now going to have a hockey line change. All five players on. We've got Hattie Gray, who's back in. Healthy. Good to see. Elimani Pace. Lacey Root. Reese Seifert. And Ciara Brock into the game. So Hattie Gray with the ball now. She left a few minutes ago with a brief injury, but she's back as the jumper at the free throw line off the mark by Brock, and now we have a jump ball forced between Pace and Thompson. Thompson took a little bit of a hard fall there, but she's okay, as the possession arrow will grant the possession right back to Springport, inbounding on the right side of the basket. Gray, the inbounder, lobs it in for Brock, immediately shoots. That one's off. Rebound will be instead a offensive foul over the back foul against Reese Seifert, her first. Getting her first action here. So here comes Lumen Christie the other way. 3:20 left in the fourth. Up by 37. Passing the near side back up top. Now on the far side for Ruge inside the corner. Drives in the baseline. Bounce pass down low. Shot off glass. Off no. Rebound, put back, yes, and the foul. Riley O'Dowd with an and one. Nice put back there. Foul's going to be on Seifert, her second. And now Lumen Christie can push the lead to 40 if she makes this Aspen one-hour free throw. She does not, but an offensive rebound, put back up, no, and now Cam Goddard goes to the line for two free throws. Another foul on Seifert. Boy, she hasn't played until now, and she comes in and immediately commits three quick fouls. Goddard, first free throw, up and in. And once play resumes, that should be a running clock the last 3 minutes of this one. Lumen up 40 now. Second free throw up and in. She's got five. 58-17. Lumen by 41. 3 minutes left now. Gray scores on the other end for Springport. That's her first bucket. 58-19 now for Lumen Christie with the ball. Pass poked out of bounds by Illimani Pace. And now a substitution with Rhea Moore in, sending Ellen Thompson to the bench. Moore will be the inbounder. In now, passing the near side, three ball. That one's off for Maddie Allen. Boy, the bench ready to explode once she hits that three, but hasn't been able to make one yet. Now Springport the other way. Final 2:10 left. Three ball in the corner. In and out for Gray. Now the put back up. No. Rebound for Moore. Two on two. Fast break the other way. Out and running. Now gets it down low for O'Dowd. Back outside. Ruge. Three. Yes. Now 61-19. Lumen over Springport. Less than 2 minutes left. Three ball answer. No on the other end by Gray. Put back results into a foul for Devin Lowe going to the line for two free throws. Fouls on Cam Goddard. So Devin Lowe to the line for two. She's got 2 points tonight for the Lady Spartans of Springport. First free throw brought to you by Aspen 1 hour off. Tonight's coverage brought to you by Kelly Express Smart, Form Energy Drink, Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson College, as well as Jim Winter Auto Group, King's Equipment, and Bigby Coffee. Couple hugs on the Springport sideline as their season about to be over. As we got a put back up and in for Seifert to get her first bucket. Three-pointer on the other end. That one's offline for Lumen. 40-point lead for the Lady Titans. Final 35 seconds. On the far side. Now down low for Lowe. Up and under. Can't muscle it in. Rebound by Gadare. And Lumen could just dribble it out right here. Final 20 seconds. Looks like they're going to try to go for it for Allen, but overthrew it to her, and it's out of bounds. Running clock. Still ticking before the inbound. Final 8 seconds here. 4 seconds. Springport trying to get up one last shot. Seifer misses at the buzzer, and that will do it for our first of two games this evening as the Lumen Christie Titans moving on with a strong performance on both ends. 61-21 is the final, and they end Springport's girls basketball season. So we're going to take a 3-minute timeout. When we come back, we will wrap this one up and then dive into our pregame coverage of our next one, Grass Lake and Hanover Horton. Stick around. This is Girls Basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we are all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. At the Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We have a final from our first game here, district semifinals here at Napoleon High School. It is 61-21. Woman Christie takes down Springport, and they will move on to the district championship on Friday, where they will await the winner of this next matchup, Grass Lake and Hanover Horton. We also do have a final from Harper Creek High School, Michigan Center. Lady Cardinals moving on, 64-43 win over Marshall, and they will await the winner of Western and Harper Creek, which will be the next game over there on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM with Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes. So for this contest here, I mean, Lumen, you knew they had a massive edge on paper. Boy, they came out and showed it. A little bit of a slow offensive start, 7-0 lead, and then 7-3 before they scored the next 27 points and put any doubts to bed. And they just continued to maintain a 30-plus point lead until later in the fourth that Lumen was able to push it to over 40 to clinch the running clock of a 40-plus point lead for the last 3 minutes of this one. So, I mean, hey, especially the fact that Lumen played with their bench for half this game. Pretty impressive. But they were able to still rack up the points against this Springport varsity team. So leading scorer was Kenna Hunt, finishing with 17 points, and again, really only played the first half. Lumen also got 9 points from Lily Ganton, 8 points from Lucy Rozek, 6 for Cody Ruge on a couple three-pointers, 5 off the bench for Cam Gadare, 4 for Paige Lafier, 3 each for Ellen Thompson and Rhea Moore, 2 each for Riley O'Dowd and Ruby Boyce, and then 1 point each for Tristan Johnson and Aaron O'Dowd. Points coming from all over the place for this Lumen Christie team. Meanwhile, for Springport, leading scorer was Morgan Shoemaker with 9. Also got 6 from Ciara Brock, and then 2 each for Hattie Gray, Reese Seifert, and Devin Lowe. So Springport season comes to an end at 9-13. They did win a district quarterfinal game against Napoleon, so definitely good for them on that aspect, but unfortunately just ran into a buzzsaw here with one of the best teams in the entire state, not just in Division III, in Lumen Christie. So Springport graduates 4 seniors on this team with Lacey Root, Hattie Gray, Ilimani Pace, and Ciara Brock. So Springport, again, season comes to an end off a 61-21 defeat at the hands of the Lumen Christie Titans, who, again, they'll move on to take on the winner of Grass Lake and Hanover Horton, which is going to be our next presentation. We're going to take a 3-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll step into another Kelly Express Smart pregame show right here on 95.9 The Power Cow.